הכל עומד על העיניים. Everything stands on the eyes. שהן היסוד לקיום התורה והמצוות. They are the basic foundation of fulfilling the whole Torah and mitzvahs. In the אמונה, in keeping with Hashem. לכן כל אחד יהיה אז כאן אמר. Therefore each and everyone should be
Bold as a tiger.
Or a leopard. He won't even care for people who are mockers, which are making fun of the Torah, which in Shmirat HaBrit and praying b'chavana. He should be kal kanesher. He should be light like an eagle. To be chomim mahir. Fast, v'zariz. What's that word for zariz?
Speedy.
Here's another word he told me.
Speedy.
Yes, told me that. What did he say other once for zariz? Zrizus, zrizus.
Alacrity.
Alacrity? Alacrity,
yeah.
That's what he told me. That's, he has sophisticated words, doctor. Yeah.
Alacrity is not just
fast and jump and agile.
להעצים את עיניו מאוד ברעת, השוט הזה שעושים bad things. רץ כצבי, should run like a deer, and strong like a lion, to do the will of his father in heaven. וכמובן שכל הכוחות הללו, obviously all these powers, right, you cannot receive only through prayer. Because without prayer, a person has no koach to overcome his yetzer, and of course he has no koach to overcome people mocking him, and he cannot overcome all the things that bother him and keeping him away from keeping the Torah mitzvahs. I have a friend, I spoke to him the other week, and not Breslover, he's a different chassid. He said, tell me, how is it by you, by your Rebbe, this, that. He says, yeah, our Rebbe is a very, not into zgulas, he's into working to break all the taivas and this and that. I didn't ask him, how do you do that? Because no one teaches that you do it through what you do it in tefillah. They tell you, you break it. What do you mean? You break it. But how? Without tefillah, don't even expect anything to happen. It's all theories, like Ravarush says. Kutei Maran, Kutei Halachot, all Ravarush's books. It's all theories. Everything comes into action with tefillah. You have to turn on the machine. To build a beautiful machine, if you don't turn it on, it won't work.
Plug it in.
Plug it in. That's what I said.
We've seen things like that.
Mamash kacha, mamash kacha. Not to give up. So you fell. So what Rabbeinu also fell many times. Look in Chayim Moran. He decided that he's going to be strong, and he said, so you fell many times. So what?
I remember being called in the middle of the night, an emergency call to the hospital. Wake me up, bring a driver in. The inhalation machine in the children's ward doesn't work. And you for a child, you have to make it medic work. I come in, look at it. Nurse, plug it into the outlet.
Who are you?
I was the manager of the medical instrumentation of the hospital.
Plug it in.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's physical. This is spiritual. Same idea. So
get in, give it power.
Lachen chova kedusha kol echad echad. Therefore, there's a holy commitment on each and every one of us. Leakdim midayom beyomo, to proceed every single day, at least a half an hour of pleading to Hashem, begging Hashem, praying to our Father in heaven. That he will merit amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael to purify our eyes, to Kedusha, to the holiness of our thoughts and our mouth, which has to do with each other. And he has to Akdish, to set aside at least a half an hour a day praying on Shmiras Ha'inayim, and to remember and request at the time of prayer that Hashem will help him in the merits of the tzaddik, which his name is Rabbi Matya ben Charash. You heard of Matya ben Charash, the Tana Eloki, a very holy Tana. Soon we read a story about him. And he blinded his own eyes with the great Mesirut Nefesh, with the great suffering, bitter suffering in order not to stumble and seeing what he's not allowed to see and doing an Avera. And a person should ask, and the merit of that tzaddik will stand for him to guard his eyes truly. And this is a story now that happened of Matya ben Charash. It's brought in the Medrash. There's an incident with Matya ben Charash, which was sitting in his Medrash and was engaged with the Torah. The icon of his face was like the sun. And the feature of his face looked like the Malachi Asharis in heaven, the serving angels. Why was he shining like that? Not because he was learning Torah, because he never lifted up his eyes to see a woman his whole life. Once the Satan passed by, he became zealous about this. What? Sitting here, a Jew sitting here, and he did not look at a woman? What's going on here? It's impossible this person did not sin.
I have to get him.
So the Satan said, Master of the world, Rabbi Matya ben Charash, Ma'olif Panecha, this Rabbi Matya ben Charash, what is he? What do you consider him? Amar Lekesh Bochu told him, Tzadik Amor, he's a complete Tzadik. Amar Lefanav, so the Satan said, Ten mi reshut vasitenu, give me permission, and I will tempt him. Amar Lekesh Bochu told him, Eta Echol, impossible, you can't get him, won't help. Satan told him, even though I want to try. Amar lo elech. Kosh Bochu told him, I give you permission. Nidmelo ki isha yafa shalak yidmuta ma'olam. Satan dressed up as the most beautiful woman that never was in the world. Mimot Naama, achot Tubakayin, shtavu malachah sharet. From the days of Naama, the sister of Tubakayin, that malachah sharet mistaken, thought she's an angel. Or she's God, or something. Amar lefanav, he stood in front of him. Kivan Shirah, once you realize there, Afak Panav Atalachov, he turned right away, he turned it back to her, to this beautiful woman who was a Satan. Shuv Bamad Atat Smolo, so he went to his left side, he turned to the right. And every time she went to wherever this beautiful woman went, he turned his face away. Amar, so this Tzadik, Rabbi Matya ben Charash, told himself, Mikiyare Ani, Shema Yitgaber Alai Etzar Avech Tiyeni. I'm afraid perhaps the Yetzirah will overcome and will make me sin. What did this tzaddik do? He called one of the students that was serving him as Shamish. Amalai told him, go bring me fire and pegs, metal pegs. Metal pegs, what are they called? Metal spits. Hevilo Masmerim, he gave him two spits and he shoved them into his eyes. Without operation, which is like that clear. Kiman shera satan kach. Once the satan saw this, nizdaazav nafam achravi. He was shocked and he fell backwards. At that time, called the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the malach, an angel called Malach Rafael, the angel of cure, and he told him, "Go and cure." Al matam
lecharash. Satan said that.
No.
Hashem.
Came the angel of Rafael came in front of Rabbi Mechalash, and Rabbi Mechalash said, "Who are you?" The angel said, "I'm Rafael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to cure your eyes." So Rabbi told him, "Leave me alone. Whatever was already. So I prefer staying blind." So he went in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach came and told him, "So and so, he told me he doesn't want." Amar lo ilech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malach, "Go and tell him that I guarantee him that the Yetzirah will not bother him anymore. He won't have the Yetzirah anymore of this Yetzirah." Yeah? Immediately, he came and he cured him. Was agreed. Amu mikana uchamim. From this story, Chachamim learned kol mi she'eino mistakel benashim. Anyone who does not look at women, and of course, not looking at a married woman. And anyone, but especially an unmarried woman, and Yetzirah Sholet Bo. If you don't look at women, the Yetzirah can not, he doesn't have any ruling over you. You rule over him.
You want to break the desire, but you close the eye.
But through, yeah, just step number one with prayer. If a person just closes his eyes, does not pray, He's not breaking anything because like
I don't think put it in the eye, but all the staff around.
Yeah, better.
Okay, understand it. But what is inside Shem? How he wanting to pray?
Pray.
So,
but when you
not look, but it's inside. He has looked. It's for years, or you can.
But through prayer, you clean it all out, and also through a lot of learning Torah, you because. Because a person desires what he sees in his head, what he sees, right? And he saw a lot of movies and a lot of the shtuyot from the past, so it's in his head, so that's what he desires. Okay? So what's the eight? So he has to learn a lot of Torah and ask Hashem to take away this stupidity that he has in his head. Stupidity, mamash. What does he give a person? Gonish. Destroys his life. It disconnects him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't give us anything anyway, so it's... And a person will see that if he prays a lot, every day, continuously, he prays. He'll see that even if he saw a woman, even that's news, doesn't care for it. It's not in his head anymore. Disgusting. Yalla, go on.
He prays Hashem to take away this desire.
Yeah. And to close your eyes. And even then, and afterwards, I'm telling you, I was in France. France is really disgusting. Mamash. No rava yo. And I was the first time I was there, I was scared to go out to the street. I told my friend, like, we can't go out. It's dangerous. He said, no, we didn't daven. So every night, we davened for 2 weeks. Every night, 3 hours, I'm guarding your eyes. 3 hours, every night. Every single night. I was afraid to go anywhere without doing this. And then, we go outside, you don't see anything anyways. You don't see. You just do your thing, gamal. You don't realize anything.
You don't desire.
You don't realize, Sukhah. You just go, so you don't look around, you don't say, you just do your thing, Ramon. That's how it works. It doesn't say you're allowed to look at it, again. But with tefillah has a power, it controls your mind. You can control your mind through tefillah. 100%, 100%. No doubt about it, b'chla. I'm telling you, as a youngster, I'm a young man. And I was a lot younger when I went to France. Meaning the hormones were even stronger than today. That's how it goes. No, I don't know. 30 is less now. 40 is less. So, anyways, besides, I was thinking about in Bollywood. Even someone 90 years old and he has no hormones anymore, he still could have a lot of shtuyot in his head. We know stories. All kinds of sick people in their head. Okay? And they have today internet, he doesn't have to go anywhere. He can't even do anything with it, with his body, b'chaklu. And he still looks at pictures and Playboy and all kinds of shtuyot.
How do you know that?
What? You mentioned it once, or he mentioned it, and I asked him what it is. That there's a guy in the mikvah, an Uman, he got undressed to go in the mikvah. The man was full of tattoos from head to toe. It was disgusting. And the worst tattoos, like the worst images and worst. Like, ugh, like a mush. Bad enough. But his tzara and all kinds of weird things. And his blessed of a chassi, the old guy, he's all, Masid, do something, take it away. Why don't you take it off? Why don't you clear yourself? He goes, no, I don't want to take it off. Why? So I want to show everyone. Where I was, and Rabbi Nachman took me out of the lowest of depth. The Jew comes from so far down, so low. Amash, low drugs and prostitution and the most disgusting places in the world. Murder, kol mine mekomot. And that from when their person does tshuva, the highest. The Zohar says that's what the Zohar says that. It's a lot greater when someone far away recognizes Hashem, when someone close to Hashem recognizes Hashem. Where does Hashem get more chizuk? Now, where do people get more chizuk? Like also the whole idea of what you said of modeling, right? To be a model of people. Where does Hashem get more covered? When you see someone who's born up there and he stays up there, it's great. But when you see someone who knew nothing, grew up doing nothing, didn't he? Nah, mamash, klum. And he recognizes Hashem in the world. That's big covered for Hashem. Yitro, exactly. That's the Zohar says from Yitro. That's why everyone here has a big schut, a mash, that Dafka, you guys that came from all kinds of places, like Gary, when I first came to Chutz Chesed, I was very excited. Everyone in Baal Tshuva, all throughout this world, to get close to Hashem, I felt like I'm a nothing. They did a move in life. What did I do? I didn't do anything. I sat and learned from age nothing till today. So they, people threw away the whole world, the whole Olam Hazeh. They were able to see Hashem beyond this Olam Hazeh. It's the big zchut amash, and we should all amash. We have to feel privileged that the zchut to be close to Rabbeinu and to know about each Bududu, to know that we could talk with Hashem. The whole world doesn't know this. The whole world doesn't know you could talk with Hashem. I don't know how these things, they get up in the morning. I don't know how they get up in the morning. What gives them the kach?
Then it says there's people that are existing and people that are living. And they exist, they get up. They're not living.
Tel Aviv, I heard that there's a big percentage of people that they can't get up in the morning without a puff. They can't.
Or a drink.
Yifshah, they have to have their high. And I know stories and stuff. People in the outside world, outside the Muna world, not only Chilonim, also Haredi, they live in Gehenom. I know personal stories. They live in hell. HaKabenu said Gehenom is in this world.
Are they aware of it?
No, they have no idea. They know. Some of them know that they're suffering, but they have no idea. Like, they think that's life. Problems and shalom bais. And when they don't have money, whoo! They're suffering every moment. Some lady told my wife, I'm willing, and my husband won't help anything in the house. Not, I don't need him in the house at all. You go work extra hours. You should work extra hours so we have more money so we can pay our debts. It's very nice that you should pay your debts, but what do you think that more hours of working will give you more money? That's the mistake. More hours in the field maybe might give you money. More hours in the work will not give you more money. It's a lie. And it's going to come to them straight in their face. Haredi people I'm talking about. Come to them straight in their face, the mistake. Because they're going to work more and they're going to have bigger debts. Because that's not how it works. People in Bechlan, in the not religious world, Shalom Bayit, no such thing. No such thing, impossible. He does not love his wife. He likes women. Shape of women. Not women, the shape of a woman. Like, how is this? And to respect the woman, therefore. And they say in the Haredi world there's no respect to women. Someone told me, he read a little bit Gan HaShalom. He tells me, what, I'm going to be a smatut of my wife? A shmat of my wife? I'm going to listen to what she says? That's a meshuga.
You got to read it again.
I told you, Yosef Dan told me that once he gave a book in English to someone. And Shalom Bais, the guy had a problem with Shalom Bais. He comes after a while and says, no, how's the book? So here, look, I wrote notes. And he opens, and every page it says, garbage or something, or nonsense, Sazachel, some word. Zevet, kitzel.
See how some people can read the book and not get the message?
No, they don't get the message. They don't have the schus. And then, a few months later, he comes back, no, you still listening to that book? He said, I made new notes.
Garbage.
No. So he looks at it and says, he added I am in the beginning before garbage. You got the point at the end. True story, Yosef Dan told me. The man, we should know that the life of the Muna, life of the Muna is a life of joy. Of, you can see how people, as they get older in life, in the outside world, life is heavy on people. It's heavy on people. I see it. My relatives, all kinds of people around, life makes it heavier and heavier on them. It gets heavier. And you see how people live with the Muna, they get lighter and lighter. They get older and older, they get lighter and lighter. I see it myself. For 20 and 30, 20 I had no koach, and 30 I had more koach. And 40 I'm sure I'm going to have more koach. And I see by Ezra and by all the people here in Yeshiva, they get older in age and younger in spirit. How does that work? How does that work? Because you're throwing away what's heavy is this world. What's heavy is only Olam Hazeh. But if you decide you don't want Olam Hazeh, you just want Hashem, just spirituality does not weigh. It's light on the person. So you go, you're living in this world. You still have to work and you still have to do things. But you're not in this world anymore. Your head is in the Shamayim. Your feet are down here. Your head is in the Shamayim. And then life is lighter on the person. He's light. He doesn't have heart attacks. He does not have clogged arteries. And I don't know, kitzel. The Met. And Rabbeinu says that simcha is a refuah. Happiness is the cure of a person. And happiness is a munah, like Rabbeinu teaches.
Don't worry, be happy.
Gamosh. Like they said, the hippie says, it's so true. They don't have the way. The way is by us. But yeah, don't worry. Be happy. So true. How won't you worry? You have to have a munah in Hashem. So I bless us all, Zot Hashem, to get younger and younger as the years and as the days pass by. To be younger and younger, like in the stories of Rabbeinu, that the oldest one was the youngest one. Remember the story of Sipo Masyos? The oldest one said, I remember being a seed before being conceived. That's a young person. He remembers that. He's the youngest. The kitzur, we should all be very, very young all the time, Zot Hashem. Amen.